Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. We'll be joined in just a minute by Dwayne Long. Want to cover some house cleaning here. We have a great deal going on right now. Monthly subscribers can get 2 months for $1. That will take you up through training camp and get you premium access. Also, as a reminder, just so we can make the front row experience positive for as many people as possible, please refresh yourself on the board policies if you haven't already. It would make life better for everybody. Dwayne, it's a beautiful day in the Gem City. How goes it in Columbus?
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. The last few days have been, and this is looking like another one. I could just open the door, let my dogs run, and you know, just do the job, man. And we got football coming. We got sports coming. I get to watch Liverpool this weekend, so I'm whistling a happy tune right now.
Slowly but surely, it does seem that everybody but Major League Baseball is going to get going again. We will focus on Ohio State Buckeyes football recruiting. Steve Wiltfong had a story yesterday about Tristan Lee. Timely story as Ohio State lost J.C. Latham, star offensive lineman, to Alabama last week. There was some push to talk about offensive linemen again, and they are in the mix for the five-star out of Northern Virginia, Robinson High School. I used to cover this area when I was coming up. If you've ever seen a scene from a movie where they have the still shot in the hallway before class gets let out, and then it gets let out and it's chaos, that is Robinson High School. It's a secondary school, 7th through 12th. I believe they have 4,000 kids on campus. Great football program. You've had a chance to go back and look at him a little bit more. What do you think of him? We can talk about where Ohio State is in the recruiting process, but he's a pretty special prospect.
He is absolutely five-star all the way, Dan. This guy, he is one of those guys that just doesn't have weaknesses, really. You know, we've got Latham, best athletic tackle in the class, no question about that. And a guy with, because of his super athleticism, he's the one with you would say, who has the highest upside, J.C. Latham. But right now, Lee, he's just a better football player. He is a better offensive lineman, and he's quite an exceptional athlete. Let me tell you, it's not like, you know, Latham is a couple of steps above it. No. I mean, Latham is just a little bit ahead of him athletically. So if we could pull that kid in here, and like you said, he's got such a great background. You know, he came up through this outstanding system. That would be something. And let's think about this. This is something Buckeye Nation, we got to think about. So many of these kids have made decisions without visiting campuses. They haven't been on campuses. Who their favorites are, just like Latham. Latham is all about Ohio State. Well, he had been to Ohio State. When he got down south, saw what he liked down there, he stayed. So let's get these guys on campus. That's a double-edged sword, though. We could get some challenges to this massive, great class that we've got going right now, a legendary class in the process. We got to think about hanging on to those guys. So the fact that so many kids are just going to be seeing the schools they're interested in here very soon, well, that counts for the kids we've got committed to. So let's keep that in mind. But getting back to Lee, he's let him get up here. Let's see what he thinks. I think we're going to pull Hancock away from Clemson. He was leaning our way, and then he did see Clemson before everything got shut down. Let's get him back on campus. Let's see what's going to happen with that kind of stuff. It's going to get interesting here, folks.
A couple more things on Lee. very good athlete. When I first heard about him a few years ago, I made a couple calls because I know some coaches down there. Opposing basketball coach told me that Lee played varsity basketball at least through his sophomore year, and this coach was very impressed with that. He has a big-time Division I football player in his school who chose not to play basketball, and he mentioned that. And also that Lee is just known as a tough, tough competitor. If you want to know the area, that's kind of where they got Matt Burrell out of. Burrell's from a little further south. Steve Wiltfong put in a crystal ball pick for LSU, actually, on Tristan Lee, a very low confidence score, and I guess that's possible. But before Antoine Sampa out of Woodbridge, LSU has not had a recruit out of Virginia, the Virginia area, definitely not Northern Virginia. I'd be kind of surprised if Lee goes to LSU. Bill Curley hopped in on the conversation as well. He said right now if he had to rank the remaining offensive linemen in order of likelihood, he'd go Jagger, Burton, Tristan Lee, Rocco Spindler. Give me your vibes on Burton and Spindler.
I really like Jagger Burton. He's just a big kid that just plays football. Moves real well. Not well enough to play tackle. I'm talking about in the sense of guard, he moves real well. Very physical kid. I definitely prefer him to Spindler. Spindler's a kid that I'm just not convinced about. He has the physical tools to be an absolutely dominant player. And he just doesn't, not on offense. I like him better on defense. If you look at his defensive film and offensive film, the one thing that looks like to me is he's not really playing that hard on offense. You know, just doesn't come across as a kid who really wants to play offense. Obviously, he's got the athletic ability. You see him on defense. He is not – usually when you're talking about a guard on offense, you're looking at a defensive tackle on defense. No, Spindler moves so well, he's an end on defense. And he plays like a demon, like his hair is on fire on defense. On offense, not so much. So, you know, if you can light a fire under this kid, I'm going to change my tune about him real quick. I just need to see a kid with that kind of physical tools to dominate, and he just doesn't. I mean, look at Donovan Jackson. You watch Donovan Jackson play, you're almost feeling sorry for some of those kids out there. He's just throwing people around. He's pancaking people, you know, and they're listing him as a guard. I really think he could be our other tackle in this class. If we don't get anybody else, Donovan Jackson is so long. He is not 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", like we like to see tackles. But he has the length of a guy that size. And, you know, height and length usually correspond. You usually get one with the other. Well, sometimes you don't. And if you can do without one, it's height. You've got to have the length, and he's got it. So keep that in mind, Buckeye Nation, that we could already have our second tackle beside the bookend to the much underrated Chrisman. We could have him already.
Both those kids are going to be featured in Wednesday's top 247 update on the rankings, so I think that's something to stay tuned for. We're going to take a quick break and shift to the current offensive line.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
We are back. Dave Biddle had a story yesterday about one of the two open spots on the offensive line, theoretically, which would be left guard and right tackle. Talk about right tackle another day, but left guard does seem to be penciled in ink. He used the term Sharpie for Harry Miller. Matt Jones has also emerged. How do you feel about Miller being the left guard? He was recruited as a center. Obviously, they're going to let Josh Myers finish it out there and likely head off to the pros, and then one would expect Miller to slide in there. How do you view it? Do you agree with it? And let's talk a little bit about Matt Jones, who's kind of emerged as a guy who could be, you know, the swing at all the interior positions.
Well, this is no surprise with Harry Miller. We saw this guy. When I really went over the top of Harry Miller and said, this is a five-star kid, I don't care what anybody says, is watching him in drills last summer. Harry Miller performed so well. You know, tackles are just the athletes on the offensive line. And they have a hard time, those drills, because those drills are just absolutely the defensive linemen have such an advantage there. They're just teeing off and going. But Harry Miller, as a guard center, handled so many times. I think he was beat twice in one camp. Harry Miller is going to be great here. Now, you stick him in at guard, You get him used to, you know, game time at this level. It's a whole different animal out there. Get him in there. Unlike, you know, you see centers that are 285, 290 in the NFL. So it's not a position where size is the optimum. Like at guard, really. Well, Harry Miller's 310 pounds. He's not going to lose a beat at guard. He gets used to playing. He gets used to – he's in there. He's getting an idea. Center's going to make the line calls, the adjustments. So you need that. And just getting him that experience, playing every Saturday. Practice habits are going to be different once you know you're a starter. So stick him in there. Get him ready. As you said, Myers is out of here. It just makes sense. And Harry Miller's just going to step right in. This is how we've done it. Ohio State has done this successfully with centers, is stick them in a guard and let them rotate into center, get them used to playing. So I think it's a very smart move.
Yeah, as I look here at the lineage of centers, you're talking about Lindsley, Price, Elflein, Jordan, Myers, then Miller. Regardless of how they fared in the NFL, that is a consistent line of millionaires playing a certain position. And another thing, if you look at Barton Simmons' rankings by position, that's a big reason why Ohio State is offensive line U. That may have surprised some people. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by, a very offensive line-filled show. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.